Desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming. Here's some bull that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bull which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's some bull happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bull through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bull like this are on the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one reason. Others say it's because of some other reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bull like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like the you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bull thing I see. So obviously a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bull has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bull happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this bull story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. 2, 1.
Injection, fellas.
Mr. Underground Heavy, let me break it down for you. You're the closest thing to God. That's the song I sing my daughters. Them brainwashed cats can't understand it. Trained by the oppressor to take you for granted. Trying to take advantage of your godness, but let strong game peep weak game in silence. Tell him to put away his wallet and then open up his mind. Tell him you ain't got time for typical cats, and if he's trying to get physical, that's contingent on his spiritual path, because making money without brains is invisible math. They say you fear what you can't understand, and if his master didn't teach it, then he can't understand it. So that's the way of the world now. You might have to teach him what being a man is. Teach him that you're the closest thing to God, and he shouldn't worship that which is beneath him. And sometimes the best way to open up somebody's mind is to close your eyes and just reach in with both hands, so there's no chance that he'll fall for the bullshit that they're selling. It's in their best interest to convince him that being a man is synonymous with being a felon. Tell him being responsible to your family is the only thing that makes you a man. And them police are opposing soldiers, and them rap lyrics deliver him straight into their hands. They want him to live above his means, then live beneath the cell for the rest of his days. And whether it's chasing the things that rappers brag about or getting caught up in the prison industrial complex, either way, the oppressor gets paid. And I ain't got no qualms about cars or diamonds, and I ain't trying to get paid off product placements for no luxury items. And if it's not to better himself, I don't see the point of why I should incite him. But that's why I'm an underground heavy, because I can't sell you out to a corporation. And their commercials pay billions of dollars to finance them TV and radio stations. And since I won't scratch their back, it makes sense that they won't scratch mine. But I done moved tens of thousands of units to my people, so any way you do the math, all of that's fine. And I still get to tell people to respect our women in every other line. And I know that our oppressor can make me comfortable on this planet, but you can make me comfortable for eternity, because you're the divine. That's why I'm an underground heavy, because you're the closest thing to God. And I'm into odd evenings. My job's freeing the minds of your potential husbands, because in my religion, giving back to our women is synonymous with God loving. And I'm one of the most respected at what I do, and I'm gonna do it for as long as you let me, because I ain't never had no dreams of being rich and famous. All I ever wanted to be was this underground heavy.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
Life and the world. Your editor, Frank Blair.
Good evening. Tonight, Christmas toys and Aggressor Sally. In our continuing coverage of the theme of Americans abroad, we turn tonight to our soldiers in Berlin as they get a lesson in counter-propaganda. During World War II, the enemy made great strides in psychological warfare, employing the dulcet tones of such ill-remembered figures as Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. The siren songs of these persuasive ladies were designed to spread disunity and dissatisfaction in the hearts and minds of our fighting men. To apply a counteractive against such a maneuver in any future war, our men now are being provided with an indoctrination which would make them impervious to such assaults. In Berlin, John Rich is present in a regimental warfare class.
We're here now at McNair Barracks in Berlin, and Lieutenant Elma Jones of Stockton, California, is about to give the class instruction in psychological warfare, or the introduction to psychological warfare. The class, before coming here, received a mock psychological warfare leaflet. They're in the classroom now, they're seated, and the room has been darkened. Lieutenant Jones is just about to speak.
3 days ago, aggressor columns attacked our forces. Simultaneously, artillery began falling on Allied troop concentrations. You have moved to defensive positions, which you now occupy. Strong attacks have been made against the Allied lines and heavy fighting causing numerous casualties. Some of the men sitting in this room have been killed and others wounded. As you sit in your holes, a chilling rain is falling steadily, accompanied by continuous shelling. Suddenly, the shelling stops. For a few minutes, deathly silence falls over the battlefield, broken only by the hiss of rain. You steel yourself with a blast of a bugle and another attack. Instead, from an unseen speaker in front of you, or from a radio if you're in year one, soft music floats through the night air, and you hear...
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
As Festivus rolls on, we come to the feats of strength.
Not the feats of strength.
This year, the honor goes to Mr. Kramer.
Uh-oh. Oh, gee, Frank, I'm sorry. I gotta go. I have to work a double shift at H&H.
I thought you were on strike.
Yeah, well, I caved. I mean, I really had to use their bathroom.
And Frank, no offense, but this holiday's a little out there.
Hey, Kramer, you can't go. Who's gonna do the feats of strength?
How about George?
Good thinking, Cougar. Until you pin me, George, Festivus is not over.
Oh, please, somebody stop this.
Let's rumble!
I think you can take him, Georgie.
Hey, come on, be sensible.
Stop crying and fight your father.
Ow! Ow, I got it!
This is the best Festivus ever!
We'll be right back.
annual Takenaqui Festival in Peru brought together hundreds of costume competitors to participate in the traditional fighting ritual. The mass brawl took place on Sunday, aimed at settling old scores before the year's end. It serves as a form of community justice to quell simmering disputes between residents, allowing people to start the new year in peace. The contestants, men, women and even children, many donning colourful face masks and Andean horse riding gear, greeted each other with handshakes and hugs before lunging into the battle. Judges and referees were on hand to declare the winners in fights stemming from legal matters to stolen lovers. The confrontations are supervised by local authorities and referees mediate the bare-knuckled free-kicking brawls.
It's a Festivus miracle!
Hey guys, Sarah and Claire here for your weekly ODN News Roundup. But seeing as it's nearly Christmas, we've got some ridiculous hats and even more ridiculous videos.
Yep, to spread a bit of ODN Christmas cheer, we rounded up our favourite festive clips and of course our favourite comments from you. Firstly, it's Santa, but not as you know him. This guy dresses as Father Christmas for children to visit him in a shopping centre in Brazil, but he's covered in tattoos. Yep. Brazilian artist Vitor Martins has been a shopping mall Santa in São Paulo for the past 15 years. Anyone doubting Martins' commitment to playing Santa has to do nothing more than have a quick glance at the artwork which covers his skin.
We're with Slot in Vids. This definitely isn't something you see every December. And this next story takes us all the way to Hawaii, where we see what Santa gets up to in his spare time. Yep, here he is, in a boat, jingling his bells for the people of Waikiki Beach, just enjoying life before the big day.
Melikalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Far from his cold and snowy North Pole home, he was greeted with festivities, complete with dancing hula girls, celebrating his arrival at the resort.
We agree, St. Nick is well and truly alive in his lovely fur-lined shorts. Lastly, it seems this Christmas has been exhausted by world records. We've had lots of lights,
massive Christmas trees,
and kids dressed as elves.
Christianity is stupid.
your energy is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Did you hear that? Give up. Did you hear that? Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. 17 hours of faith. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual and avoid panic buying.
It's Cyber Monday, a day on the retail calendar that can be enjoyed from a desk or the couch.
Enjoyed from a desk or a couch.
Enjoyed from a desk or maybe the couch.
Enjoyed from a desk or the couch.
Enjoyed from a desk or the couch.
Enjoyed from the desk or even the couch.
Enjoyed from a desk or the couch.
From a desk or the couch.
From a desk or the couch.
From a desk or a couch.
From a desk or your couch.
From the desk or the couch.
From your desk or the couch.
From a desk or the couch.
From a desk or a couch.
From your desk or the couch.
From a desk or the couch.
From a desk or couch.
From a desk or the couch.
From a desk or even the couch.
From a desk or the couch.
Joy from a desk or a couch.
From a desk
or the couch.
From a desk or the couch.
Or wherever you like, as long as you got internet.
Oh my god, seriously.
Oh my god, seriously.
I say, oh my god, seriously.
Seriously.
Oh my god, seriously?
Oh my god, seriously?
Seriously.
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 Sazlock.
The Pentagon has a brand new name for ISIS, and judging by the number of times Lieutenant General James Terry used that new name at a 30-minute news conference, well, the Pentagon is serious about this.
Daesh is why we are here. Daesh. Daesh uses terror. Daesh. Daesh. We will strike Daesh. 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 Is a dash dash.
Okay, so you get the point, right? Terry used the term Daesh 25 times in 30 minutes. In Arabic, the acronym sounds like a word that means crush underneath the foot. ISIS, which we will now call Daesh, hates the term. In fact, if ISIS leaders hear anyone using the term Daesh, they will cut out their tongues. General Terry said the Pentagon is making the shift because allied partners believe referring to the group as ISIS or ISIL legitimizes the self-declared caliphate. So let's discuss this with CNN military analyst Lieutenant General Mark Hertling. Welcome, General.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. So the French foreign minister takes it a step farther. He's decided to call ISIS Daesh cutthroats. Tell us why this is effective.
Well, Carol, I'm not an Arabic linguist, but Daesh stands for al-Dawa, al-Islamiyya, al-Iraqi, al-Sham, and it means the state of Islam in Iraq and the Levant. But it also sounds like a word in Arabic that means to crush underfoot. So it is a condemnation by most Arabs who are using this. And I talked to an Iraqi general, an old friend of mine, a few days ago via email, and he said that's what he's calling it because the Arabs like it that way. This is not an Islamic state. They do not represent the Islamic people. So it's throwing it in the face of al-Baghdadi. And I think General Terry using it yesterday was a brilliant move on his part. And it's really in their face saying, okay, you're going to cut off my tongue, try it. Come after me.
Very interesting. I was just thinking about ISIS and what it really is. It seems to me it's more like a criminal enterprise. You know, they kidnap people to raise money. They yeah. deal in drugs. They're thieves. They steal. So why not just call it something like a cartel or a mafia or a gang?
Well, when you've lived and worked and fought in Iraq as long as many of us have, you'll come to understand that there are a lot of these kind of criminal gangs there. In fact, the naming of these gangs go back and forth. It's almost like the Crips and the Bloods, Carol. They are terrorist outfits, and they will lean one way or another depending on who they think has the upper hand. Daesh has had that for the last several months, but I think they've come to a culminating point. They've suffered some defeats. They've begun to go on the strategic defensive, and I think the combination of Kurdish and Iraqi forces growing again, the betterment of the Iraqi government, and the assistance given by the coalition forces is going to defeat them in Iraq just like al-Qaeda was defeated in Iraq.
Well, that is good to hear. Going back to your original point, Daesh, you know, ISIS is threatening to cut out the tongues of anyone who says that. It's dangerous for Americans in that part of the world. Does calling ISIS Daesh make it more dangerous for Americans besides our military men and women, I mean?
No, I don't think so. I think it's actually ascribing to them what they deserve. It is an organization that should be put underfoot. And obviously, too, in the culture of the Arabs, putting something under your feet is an extreme, well, let's just say it's not a compliment. So when you put something under someone's foot, it's kind of the worst kind of insult. So I think this gives them the credit they deserve. They are not deserving of representing the good Islamic people, the good Arab people, which are 95% of the people in this part of the world. They have taken on the criminal activities, as you said before, of a gang, and that's not something that most Arabs want to be associated with.
Let's hear it. Why is the Arab world so easily offended?
With respect to the issue of the United States taking military action against ISIS or ISIL or IL, whatever they are calling this organization right now, my response to the people that have been asking me about this is that if you want to get to the root of the problem and remove this organization, the first thing they need to do is remove the funding and take care of the entities responsible for the creation of this group. And that would bring the forces here at home, because clearly this is entirely a farce. This is a completely fabricated enemy. The funding is completely from the United States and its allies. And for people to think that this enemy is something that needs to be attacked in Syria or Iraq is a farce, because obviously this is something that we created, that we control, and only now it has become convenient for us to attack this group as a legitimate enemy. And clearly when they say that they don't need permission to go into Syria and attack that country, one can only imagine how long it will be before they are dropping bombs on the home of Bashar Assad. So I think that this is a complete farce, and I think that the American public, I would like to believe that they are not completely ignorant of the source of this, but obviously these tactics that they are using with the executions, the videotaped executions or alleged executions, are designed to create massive amounts of fear and cause a response here at home, or a knee-jerk reaction, if you will, to authorize more spending and more bloodshed and more warfare.
Begin with that developing story from Australia. Several people have been taken hostage in a cafe in the centre of Sydney. They're being held by at least one gunman. The Australian Prime Minister has said that there are indications the incident is politically motivated. Well, hundreds of police are on the streets of Sydney. Police have cordoned off parts of the area near Martin Place, which is home to the Reserve Bank of Australia and close to the New South Wales State Parliament. Pictures on Australian television showed people with their hands up against a window and a black flag with Arabic writing reading, "There is no God but Allah."
This dramatic footage shows the moment armed Australian troops entered a Sydney cafe where a man had taken a number of people hostage. Gunfire and explosions were heard inside the cafe as heavily armed commandos wearing protective gear entered the building. The security forces then led an elderly woman to safety before emergency crews moved into the building. A short time later, more loud bangs were heard before more victims were taken away from the scene. Other injured hostages were then seen being stretchered off. Earlier, cameras captured the moment at least five people escaped from the cafe, while TV footage showed another man being taken to safety. I believe earlier we saw around. The hostage taker has been named as Man Haron Monis, an Iranian refugee who claimed to have bombs and forced hostages to hold an Islamic flag. Australian authorities say two people, including the suspect, were killed in the siege, while several others were injured.
Bodies of eight children have been found in a house in Australia in what police say was a mass stabbing. A 34-year-old woman is now in hospital suffering serious injuries. She's thought to be the mother of most of the children, who are aged between 18 months and 15 years. Local police in Cairns gathered evidence at the scene.
Upon arrival, they've attended to a woman who's suffering from stab wounds. Police were then called to the scene. Currently, we have approximately 8 deceased persons have been located in the address. These persons range from probably around 18 months to 15 years of age. Currently, we have a crime scene established. We have all of our investigative resources here. We're engaging with scientific and scenes of crime.
Police chiefs have sealed off the street and say investigators could be at the house for several days.
The city of Luxor have witnessed the restoration of part of a destroyed ancient Egyptian temple. A team of archaeologists have reassembled the second of 2 colossal statues of an ancient Egyptian pharaoh. The temple was destroyed 3,000 years ago after an earthquake, but was discovered in 1933 and then rediscovered in 2010. The 2 statues were lifted up from the ground, then reassembled, renovated and built back again. The temple on the west bank of the Nile consists of 2 statues of King Amenhotep III, who is the grandfather of King Tutankhamun.
First of all, this was vowed to be abandoned. It was lying in the fields and we saved it. Secondly, it's the highest, as I said, of the statues ever standing now. There are others, but they are lying in pieces. The art is very refined and it goes hand in hand, as you see, with technical achievements. It's really a moment of high artistic production.
The newly renovated works will be an addition to the antiquities of Egypt, as well as boost tourism in the area.
As we arise from out of the primordial waters of chaos, as Amun-Ra, the sun god, emerged from the lotus flower, I invoke the ancient Egyptian deity Shu Ra, inherited to the vibrational force of Tefnut. In the hermetic form of Gid, we manifest as the nine and nine. Embrace the face of the Sphinx and behold the mystic triad of Atum-Re. 3 of us initiated from the majestic temple of Karnak, where the opening of the mouth ceremony is performed. With the uraeus, the crown of the sacred cobras will be placed upon my forehead. In the valley of the kings, I walk as Inhotep, descendant of Ramses II. I cast the incantation, the curse of King Tut, and watch the scattered beetles eat away at your flesh. So witness the splendor of Luxor as I summon the Nitiru Zuzor while performing the great oracle of Tahuti. I call for Rahuru, Kahuti, and the field of offering will be drank from the battles within the center face of the great pyramids of Giza. I possess the spirit of my ancient ancestors, Osiris. Through the perception of my iris, I perceive Horus as the apparition of Isis. My soul wasn't placed inside a solid gold sarcophagus, and then imprinted upon my chest was the arm, the key to the afterlife, where my soul will seek eternal life.
For over 2,000 years, ancient Egyptians believed that their dead set sail on a sacred journey to a wondrous afterlife.
Learn hieroglyphics, not just pictures, but a celestial linguistic not related to a specific terrestrial distance. Ancient Egyptian civilization came from Mars, all people equal to that of Elijah, the guides to make the pilgrimage to the mountain of Sinai, where the spine eye watches as the prophets speak Nawapic in the temple of Amun-Ra. 9 astronomers grab the formula for the Southern Cross, all rise from the dark side with our laws. Orchids provide the planet with organic life, holding a skull of E Bliss in the background with Egypt sun eclipse. Poacher guys close to Christ, the solid pilot question me. Deep on the left of me, dagger through my chest place, but I escaped. Just like a gardener in an upper room, 10 peasants, 2 not present. Mary Magdalene sprinkling all on my abdomen. Fill my wounds, empty tomb. Presume I was on abyss. Drop your fishing rod, bait the weak who hate to speak of love. Came to my own, but they received me not when my CD drop became. Even with the Sanhedrin baptized in the Jordan, recording John's last sermon. His accent was sort of German. Told the slave driver, the table's turning on the grave robber. Hey Nicodemus, drop your idolatry and follow me. Drop your net, catch the catfish while he backflip. Don't hold him captive, drop him. When the tide changed, that I was rendered. I have not ascended yet, I returned to Jerusalem. Walking with Methuselah, the arrival of Shiloh. Passing up the scepter, healing up the lepers. I came to the lost sheep to toss beasts for them the right tool. Primitive but not limited to 16 balls in a sun cycle. Michael transformed to Yannon from the lagoon in the galaxy phrase Ilium. Soon as June 26th, the mummy knits a new grave, a paved in jade, a curse for those who impose.
Egyptian religion warns all who dare defile the tomb of mighty Pharaoh. He who shall injure my tomb, the sun god shall punish him.
The iris, Osiris, I walk amongst the fires, relentless to the ancient land of Memphis, carrying the sacred capstone on 40 arms. I'm greeted by a group of master masons, silk adorned, who wore the charms of Horus, the Avenger. I said I am a messenger from Netaru. Are you prepared for what I bear to you? They jested to the east, the shackles were released. I heard the moans of the beast. It was then that the granite was implanted with the positive chi energy. The slope became slanted on the angle equal to the distance that the sun's light must travel, unraveling the linens of 9 kings and women. Hence the beginning of the obelisk, raising ritual, science of tachyon force, habitual but lost when the last piece of brick was tossed. The first Roman script embossed on the column base, the first emperor defiled and defaced the sarcophagus face. They couldn't imitate, so they had to replace benevolent Egyptian magic with a malevolent race.
That? Oh yes, the ticket he told me about. Well, let's see what he has to say. Here's the latest on my broken ankle. Doc says I'll be all right, only I have to stay off my feet for a week or so. Anyway, here's the ticket for the High Teen Carnival. It's too late to turn it in, so you have yourself a time and tell me all about it. One couple. That means a date. Not like just going around with the crowd. Just me and the girl. Well, that's all right. Only... what girl? Who?
How do you choose a date? Whose company would you enjoy? Well, one thing you can consider is looks. Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was. He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her. Yes, he'd enjoy that, except... well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior. Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior. There's Betty. And yet, it just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun. What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time. And how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated. Anne would be fun on a date. So Woody decided he'd ask Anne for this first date. But just how should he ask her? And what if she refused? No, it won't be easy asking for that first date.
I think if I met you, I might fall in love, fall in love. 'Cause when I feel your rhythm, you know I get all caught up, all caught up. Makes me feel like I've been here before, though I never felt these familiar things before. But soon I recall I can't ignore. Makes me feel like I've been here before. And no, won't let it fade away. I think if I met you, I might fall in love, fall in love. 'Cause when I feel your rhythm, you know I get all caught up, all caught up. And oh, your song in Sweet Harmony, the one thing that stops me from being me. I finally have reached conscious serenity, and I can hear you hearing me. And I know what you mean, what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Stomping on the spot where we meet finally, finally. 'Cause I'm thinking if I met you, oh I might fall in love, fall in love. You think if you met me, oh that you, fall in love, fall in love. But if you ask this question of me about love, I might know nothing of, nothing of.
Well, hello, Edward. I thought I heard you come in.
Hi, Mom. What's for supper?
Oh, Mom, is it all right with you if I have a date Saturday night?
Well, of course. You generally go out on Saturday.
Hello, may I speak to Mary, please?
But, Mom, this is different. A date. I haven't asked her yet, but I'd like to take Aunt Davis to the High Teen Carnival.
Oh, Anne's a nice girl, but a date? Well, you're rather young.
Oh, Mom, give him a break. I think he can swing it. We all have to start sometime.
Well, if you don't overdo on dating... Ed knows what I mean. Weekends only, and not too late.
It's 3 a.m. and I wanna go to bed. I got a lady running through my head. Ran out of money, looking for the night shift. It's 3 a.m. and I want to go to bed. I know a lady way down in my country. She was so pretty that my eyes through disguises at me. Now we will sit and we'll wonder about our future. But now I'm thinking that today sounds fine to me. Well, I've been working 5 days full time. Ain't got no money, but everything is going fine. Well, I've been tired in my head. Well, I've been tired in my head. It's 3 a.m. and I wanna go to bed. I got a lady running through my head. Run out of money, looking for a night shift. It's 3 a.m. and I want to go to bed.
She will sit and stare directly at me, and that laugh will take me to my future. Throughout my past, there is nothing left for me. But I've been working 5 days full time, ain't got no money, but everything is going fine. Well, I've been tired in my head. Said I've been tired in my head. It's 3 a.m. and I wanna go to bed. I got a lady running through my head. Ran out of money, looking for a night shift. It's 3 a.m. and I want to go to bed. I feel my lady late night. She comes to me, invades my mind, reminds me of where we should be. So we just sit and we dream about our future. Throughout my past, there is nothing left for me. But I've been thinking 5 days full time. Ain't got no money, but everything is going fine. But I've been tired in my head. Well, I'm tired in my head. It's 3 a.m. and I wanna go to bed.
Hello, Mrs. Davis. This is Woody. Alan Woodruff. May I speak to Anne?
How do you ask for a date? What about this?
Anne? Well, how about a date?
Well, really? No thanks, Woody.
Well, suppose he did it this way.
Hi, Anne. What you doing Saturday night?
Well, I guess I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?
Well, of all the nerve!
Well, is there another way?
We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna be there, no doubt. But tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind, it make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my light when it shines. Just taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna taste, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. See, we could have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation.
African princess, tell me your interests. Wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly. Cause in my hand, I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt, that thing under this shirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an incense and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindset.
She smiles, I smile. She walks, no, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires. Desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth.
But when you're having so much fun, time goes all too fast. Well, it's the time Anne had set for getting home. And now, good night. The end of a perfect evening. But how do you say good night? Perhaps...
Don't leave!
What, Anne?
Or it could go this way.
Well, so long.
Just like that. After all, a girl likes to know you've had a good time. So let's try saying goodnight again. One more way.
Well, it's getting late.
Yes, it is. I'd ask you in for a bite to eat if it weren't so late. Let's plan to get home in time for a sandwich or something next time.
Say, that sounds good. I'll call you next week.
Will you? Well, thanks so much. I had loads of fun.
So did I.
Good night, Woody.
Night, Anne.
This ripple on water from a lonesome trip, a fallen tree that witnessed me, him alone, him and me. And that life itself could not aspire to have someone be so admired. I threw creation to my kin with a silence broken by a whispered wind. All of this can be broken, all of this can be broken. Hold your devil by his throat and spin him to the ground. And root to root and tip to tip, I look at him, my country chip, and let it up by all his fears. But someone brought you close to tears. Many trains and many miles brought you to me on this sunny isle. And what of which you wish to speak? Have you come here to rescue me? All of this can be broken, all of this can be broken. Hold your devil by his throat and spin him to the ground. But the love of your life lives but lies no more, and where she lay a flower grows. The arms that fed and the babes that wed and the backs that bled, keeping her in tow. But I am your keeper, and I hold your face away from light. I am yours till they come. I am yours till they come.
only date ninjas, and you are not a ninja.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Take a hit, feeling lit, feeling like 2 a.m. summer night. I don't care, hands on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing. Rolling the Midwest side and now, living my life, getting out jeans. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out, fuck that. I'm gonna do just what I want, and there ain't no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it missing.
Now, go find the others.com.
I don't want to sound like a queer or nothing, but I think unicorns are kick-ass.